This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jay's. And our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Bronze Roofing, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, getting to the old weather. 79 down on the island this morning. Partly cloudy today with a stray shower or a thunderstorm. That's possible. Not much of a chance of it like the last few days. But winds will be northeast 5 to 10 with a high of 87 tonight. Clear skies, low around 80. Southeast winds 5 to 10. And for tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of 87. East-northeast winds 10 to 20. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have four of them. We have a high coming up at 6:42 a.m. It's a 1.4. Then a low at 11:54 a.m., a 1.0. A high at 5:06 p.m., a 1.3. And a low at 11:57 p.m., it's an 0.4. 6:53 a.m. sunrise, 7:50 p.m. sunset, new moon, 0% visibility. And looking at current conditions, the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. It's 84 degrees with 88 degree water, southwest wind at 4 to 7. And pretty much winds are calm all inshore. Eagle Point showing a 84 degree air temperature with 87 degree water, west wind at 5 to 6. Morgan's Point, 80 degrees with 87 degree water, west wind at 5. So winds are down again. Everybody's surely going to love that. All right, well, let's head down Port O'Connor way and check in with our good friend Captain Kim Golden, see what she's up to this morning. Good morning, Kim. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you today?
Couldn't be better. It's my Friday. I'm doing good.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Well, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
We have been enjoying some outstanding weather and conditions here this last week since we talked last. It's just been, I love this time of year. We've had a little light north wind, unusually so for this time of year. It's laid our surf down. We've just had slick, calm shorelines and glassy water. The sunrises cracking up over the horizon through some of these storms have been just beautiful.
Yeah.
So we've sure enjoyed some nice conditions this last week.
Well, that's awesome to hear. It's been the same up here, you know, just dodging storms. What the life of a guide. Just
let me tell you, all week dodging storms. That instability in the weather seems to have brought us a little opportunity, though. So we'll take it. We'll take it.
Well, what are you mostly catching or fishing for right now?
Right now, we, of course, the surf has been so much fun this last week. It has laid down flat. It has been slick, calm most days to the beach. Mm-hmm. And find a find a little bait and get you something you can cast aways in that clear water, and it sure has been fun. We've had some nice trout in the surf, typical just big, fat, mean man surf trout. They've been a blast on top waters and tails, and top waters mainly. That's just been a lot of fun.
Right.
And we have had some reds in the surf. They've not been as numerous as our trout. Our flats are still producing a nice red and trout bite. Typical of this time of year, you know, our reds will hang around up shallow for us through most of the day, and our trout, we find them probably, we'll find some nice ones up shallow really early, and then kind of work in that drop off, that grass line, and moving out a little deeper with them as the day goes on.
Yeah.
So kind of in our typical this time of year, I hate to use the word pattern, that can change several times in a day, but where we find them, where we find them this time of year, we continue to be blessed with a really nice tarpon presence. We have them off the beach and around the deeper water, around the jetties, and they've just been so much fun. We've just really enjoyed having them in numbers this year, and we sure hope that continues.
You think there's more tarpon now, or is it just more people fishing for them and know what they're doing with them?
That's a great question. That's a really good question. You know, I think that we've always had a pretty strong presence here of anglers fishing for them. It might not have been as publicized or as noticeable. I think a lot of times maybe in the past that maybe was kept under wraps a little bit better. Now that more of us are fishing for them, you know, I guess the news is out. But anyway, you know, that's just, I'm just not sure. I don't know if when the conditions are more fishable, that, you know, we see more because we can get out more, or if, you know, we actually have more here. Now, as far as around the jetties, you know, that's just a very popular area to fish, and one that's fished year round. And so I'm guessing that the numbers there are definitely increased just based on, you know, what I see happening and the number of folks getting them. So yeah, I'm not 100% sure. It just seems like they are far more generous, more willing, and more visible. It's nice paired with the fact that we can actually get out there in smaller boats and enjoy it.
Yeah, the weather's everything. I mean,
everything.
Mother Guff is nasty. She can be so mean, but boy, when it lays down and glasses off like it's been, man, the catch rate goes up big time for everybody, no matter what they're fishing for.
I think that's exactly right. Just getting to be out there and enjoy it, and fish it, and feel, you know, feel confident, feel safe in it. I have seen boats of all sizes out there.
I mean, stories of like, are you kidding me?
Yes. Have the whole family and the dog, and, you know, and they're going out and having a great time, you know, and doing well. So yes, that I think that definitely plays a part, but I you know, it sure seems like the numbers are up. You know, it's just a lot of fun to take off and run down the beach and get down a ways and just start seeing them, you know, rolling and showing themselves. That's just a lot of fun to see.
It is. It really is. That's cool.
And so we have we continue to catch, of course, we're catching them on everything right now, from lures to bait. But we continue to have pretty good success with lures on trout and reds and tarpon. Just key to all three of them, just catching them when they want to eat. that seems to be the key. But things that have really shined this last week, and still conditions and this glassy water and clear water, is just keeping that approach as quiet as we can, and kind of downsizing our lure, you know, trying to draw the bite into one place, especially on these warmer days where it is glassy and calm, and we're not have a lot of oxygen turnover. The sun's just beating down on it. So just offering them something they would go for like a snack, something quick.
Yeah.
A bite-sized morsel has really paid off. We've been able to pretty much offer anything early. It could get them almost how you wanted them. But once the day drug on a little bit and our tide starts to wind down a little bit, just downsizing that lure has been solid no matter what we've been chasing.
Right. All that weather that was out in the Gulf, I was looking at it on radar yesterday morning when I first went on air. Did that affect y'all any, or did it stay offshore and kind of drift away, or what?
It did affect us. Of course, it's a lot of lightning, and that
yeah,
is just one of those things that doesn't mix with being on the water and fishing. I don't mess with it, so it does cause us to jump up and run, and sometimes we have to let things pass. Those storms have turned that slick, glassy Gulf into a mess a few times for us, and sure is a bad feeling to get one between you and the pass. So it has required us being very attentive to it. It would go from absolutely beautiful to kind of sporty quickly.
Yeah, real quick. I know.
But I do think the instability has brought us some good fishing. We've had a couple of days that it seemed like the trout and just didn't really want to play with us in the areas that we've been experiencing good bites, but overall it's been pretty strong.
Cool. Well, the Gulf's no place to mess around with, you know. If that one storm can, man, I've seen boats venture out that man, they're barely adequate for the bay, much less the Gulf. And I mean, one blow comes up, it'll change somebody's life and attitude for good.
That is for sure. That's exactly right. It's no fun to be caught out in that, and it's
well, it scares the hell out of everybody too.
It certainly does.
Boats are going, man, I'm never doing this again.
Unfortunately, that's exactly the reaction it'll bring. It certainly can be. I know that we not only have the trout and the reds and the tarpon bite here great right now, but the boats that are going further offshore are having just great success with snapper. I saw a picture of a sailfish the other day. We've had some mahi in close, you know, just a lot going on. And a couple of them have been sent running, you know, running around, running from storms out there that popped up too. So we're all dealing with it, but with just a little caution and just looking ahead and a little bit of anticipating, making sure you know where you're going if it goes south. That's important.
Yeah, technology's way better now. I mean, it's you know, with radar on your phone and everything else. It's hard to get caught. Not to say you can't, because you can. I mean, you have no idea how fast the cloud's moving. You think you do on radar, but sometimes they may move a little bit faster than you anticipate, and then here come the problems. So
Absolutely.
Well, that's a good deal. Are you going to fish today, or are you off on a Sunday?
I am fishing today. We're going to do a little tarpon fishing today. I finished rigging rods and have all of them ready to go. And so if the weather will give us a little wind in here in a little bit, we have a little bit of moving tide here this morning. Going to catch the tail end of it and see if we can't get one to play with us.
There you go. Well, there's some storms offshore, but they're out of ways. And most of the moisture ended up down in the lower end of the Gulf, you know, below, you know, Texas there in Mexico.
Yes.
So that's the biggest bulk of it. But there are a few showers out in front of you. So it looks good for right now.
So far, so good. That's
yes.
That's this has been the tone all week. We just wait and see. So hear about
to the horizon.
absolutely. If all goes well, about 6:30, we'll be headed out to see if we can find some of these big silver fish to play with us.
Get a jump right off the bat.
That would be perfect.
Kim. Well, hey, it's always cool talking to you. If somebody wants to get with you and come down to Port O'Connor and go chase some fish, how do they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Easy way is my website. It's portoconnorfishandtrip.com.
That's easy enough. I can remember that.
That's easy enough. It has all the information and all the contact info on it. And I appreciate that, Mickey. Thank you.
All right, Kim, you have a good trip. Be safe. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Thank you to your listeners.
You.
And good luck on the water.
You got it. Later.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. That's Kim Golden in Port O'Connor. Real nice lady. Good fisherman, too. All right. BigCashSnapper.com. You know the Big Cash Snapper Tournament? It's wrapping up its first annual series with a free entry snapper tournament. That's right, folks. No entry fee. You can fish anywhere along the Texas coast on Friday, September 5th from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then bring your best three snapper to the weigh-in the next day at Rusty Hook Ranch in Matagorda, Texas. That's on the 6th of September. Have your fish there before 6 p.m. And first place pays $5,000, second place $2,500, and third place $1,500. And they also have side pots for Big Snapper, King, Ling, and Dorado. And then after the weigh-in, join in for food, live music, and a fundraiser for the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. Details at BigCashSnapper.com. That's BigCashSnapper.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:17 here in the Bayou City. Now let's go down to Freeport. Let's check in with our good friends down there. And this morning we're going to be talking to Captain Casey Cundiff. What is up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm reveling in this weather window we've been having for this whole, you know, basically the whole month of August. The weather's been pretty incredible.
Amazing?
We had some storms like yesterday. I was out yesterday, and the Gulf was full of rain yesterday until about, you know, mid morning, and it starts to dissipate. So we had to wait a little bit and leave a little later. But yeah, I mean, they start dissipating relatively early, and then the rest of the day's beautiful. So it's been something. Yeah. Yeah, yesterday we had a group and a trip that I had donated, and we went out yesterday. We were planning on leaving about 6:30. We didn't actually leave till about 8 o'clock. We were waiting that weather out a little bit. And
right.
We're able to make a good trip of it. Blackfin tuna's been on the menu. We've been really doing well on the blackfins buying the shrimp boats in the last whole month, basically. 200 foot of water to, you know, two 200 to 2 1/4 foot of water. That's where they've been. So pretty much mostly south of Freeport's where I've been fishing, but pretty much due south.
I got you. Got you a pattern.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the kingfisher biting again like they did last summer, you know, coming on late in the summer like they did last year. We're catching the kingfish. Snapper fishing's still really good. So fishing's been actually excellent this whole month. So it's been great. I think yesterday we had 8 or 9 tunas. We had about 8 kingfish, and we had, you know, a full limit of snapper. So it was a good day.
Yeah, that's a lot of meat.
Oh, yeah. There's probably 350, 400 pounds of fish on the boat.
Yeah, like sounds like it.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, those fish out there add up, brother.
Oh, and these tuna, they are so stout. I mean, they're all 20 to 30 pounds, every one.
Oh, cool.
So they're good-sized tuna. Yeah, but they wear the people out. I mean, that's a hard-fighting fish, you know, as you well know.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I would.
So, and the sharks, we do donate some of them to the tax man. The tax man.
Yeah, the tax man. Unfortunately, they're gonna get theirs too.
We caught 2 or 3 yesterday that were, the sharks weren't as big at this shrimp boat, so they were just able to just basically just bite the tail off and bleed them for us.
Right.
So they bit up the part of the fish we probably weren't gonna eat anyway, like
true.
3 different ones.
Well, that was really nice of them.
Yeah, it was very nice of them. Sure. They're usually not so friendly like that. So,
man.
And, you know, we got hunting coming up soon, too. We got a week till dove season starts. So,
man.
Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, it really is. Bird season behind that, and just it'll fall into place.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Through the new year.
And old Jeff, Mr. Naylor's over across on the other side of the world getting ready to go marlin fishing in Cape Verde. So
yeah, he's actually across the big pond.
The
Gulf and Atlantic. He's way over there, man. He's he's in the area where the hurricanes come from.
That's right. And we've been fortunate enough to not have any storms yet over this side of the Gulf. So hopefully it stays
and,
there.
We will like to continue this pattern, please.
Yes. For sure.
No canes.
But it has been raining around. There's been a lot of rain around the area the last week, I guess.
It has. This is a little different weather pattern, and it's I'll take this over, you know, drought any day for the summer months.
Yeah, for sure. In Freeport this whole week we were supposed to get rain. The rain was all around us. It was like missing Freeport. We had the Dow bubble going on for
the Dow bubble. That's what,
Dow bubble.
I've had the umbrella point bubble going over my way too, man. I've been watching. I'm just going, all that cloud's got to do is move another mile this way, and I'm going to get smoked. And it just never happens. Get the good cool wind off of it, and that's it, man.
So the last, you know, most of this week we've got a little rain here and there, but most of it's been around us in a circle. It's been either offshore, it's been north of us, or over to the east toward Galveston.
Yeah.
So of course, the day that I'm going fishing, which was yesterday, it was decided to park right on top of us yesterday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So
never.
Yeah. Yesterday we weren't in the Dow bubble, so we got the rain yesterday. But it's amazing how big of a, you know, blob of rain is offshore, and you're looking at it, and you're like, there's no way I'm going to go fishing in that. But seeing what it had been doing the couple of days previous, you know, knowing it had been dissipating fairly early in the day. Kind of sneak out there yesterday. We snuck out there. It was, you know, basically it's been flat calm all week, and it was basically flat calm going out. And it did get a little choppy. We got near some pretty bad storms out about 30 miles, and it was started lightning, and we had a little wind, and it got up to maybe 2 or 3 foot choppy just for some small patches.
Yeah, then, wind, you know, chop.
About 11 o'clock, 11:30, the wind stops blowing, the rain starts to go away. And it slicks right back off. It's been doing that same thing the last several days. And, you know, I can remember back when this kind of pattern, it's normal for it to be worse in the morning when you have that kind of weather. It always seems to be, especially offshore. A lot of times it'll be worse inland, you know, later in the day, and then offshore it's bad in the morning.
Yeah.
But usually it lasts longer than it has been. I mean, it's just been blowing up and fizzling away really quick. It's kind of strange. I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining, but it's been kind of strange.
Well, probably the scariest thing is offshore. You're out there 60, 80 miles, and that blue wall from the north starts coming from the land to the Gulf. That's, man, I've heard some air curling stories, man.
The squalls coming from land are the worst ones. And a lot of times, Lord. I mean, it can happen anytime, summertime.
Right.
Late spring, man, is when you can get some really bad ones, like May, you know, April, May, even first part of June, because those fronts are still trying to push through. And, oof. Yeah, those are usually the worst ones that I've been associated with are those.
And unfortunately, you got to go through it to get in.
You got to go through it to get in.
Or put your nose in it and hang on and hope for the best.
Yeah. Yeah, we got caught in one, I don't know, it was 6 or 8 years ago, and we had 70 mile an hour, apparently 70 mile an hour winds they were clocking.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and it was, people were, no, I don't think anybody got in any trouble that day. I know there were some windshields that got busted out and some damage got done to some boats, but I think everybody was able to make it in that one. And I had a bigger boat then, so I just kind of put my, I didn't go as far out because I knew there was something coming, and so I didn't take myself near as far offshore as I probably would have, and you know, go back against it was not a whole lot of fun, but I didn't have that far to go to get back.
Yeah. So that well, that's a plus. Man, that's.
And sometimes the worst ones are the ones that don't have that much rain in them. It'll be like a, almost like a squall line, but it won't have much rain, but the wind's still there.
Yeah.
And those a lot of times are the worst ones.
Yeah, I got one like that back in the 80s. Me and some buddies of mine, you know, we ran a multi-boater out of Smith Point. We had to cross Trinity Bay to get back, and we didn't make it. We were about halfway across the bay when it hit us. It was bad, dude. 105 mile-an-hour winds in the bay. It was terrible.
That's bad. That's bad. And I have a buddy that he's been on the show, I think, one time with us, James Howell, anyway. He lives in College Station. He came down yesterday, and he went fishing yesterday. In the harbor here in Freeport, and he did really well. The fishing in the harbor is even good. He caught a big, he said, one of the fattest trout he's ever caught. He said it was only about 26. He said it was only 26 and a half inches, but he thinks it was almost 8 pounds.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good fish.
And then the redfish and the trout, he said he was key, but he would hook a trout and or red, either one, and there would be three or four of them following it to the boat when he was fighting it.
He was in them, man. He was on.
He was in them.
Yeah,
we have a couple places over here that certain times of the year only, and this is the time, you can really get some really nice fishing. It's real close to where I live. It's like 3 minutes from my house.
Oh.
And apparently they're there right now. The water's got to be just right, and the water's really, really nice right now. Got a good tide in the morning, good clean green water, and I guess the bait gets stacked up in that area or something, but for some reason this time of year, the trout and the redfish there are pretty solid.
Yeah.
It's just not frequent enough, but they're there right now, apparently.
Well, we see that over here, too. There's certain areas, certain times of the year. That's when you're better fish, and the most of them are going to be there. It may not be but about a week or two-week window, but you got to be there when it happens.
Yeah. He said he had a fish. He shook a fish off a topwater or something, or it came loose, and as the topwater was coming up to float back up to the surface, another fish grabbed it.
He was on a lot of fish. Yeah,
he was on a lot of fish.
When you're reeling in trout and reds, and you got several falling in the boat like dolphin do, you know, Dorado, you're in them. You're in them big time.
Yeah,
that's good stuff
for sure. He was excited. He was asking me if I wanted to go fishing. He's going to go do it again this morning while the getting's good, you know. And I said, man, I'm probably not going to go. I've been offshore fishing quite a bit lately. I've been out probably three or four times in the last couple of weeks, and been pretty much a carbon copy trip every trip. Now, we went out Wednesday. I took some buddies out Wednesday, and we got into the beeliners. We caught our limit of beeliners. We caught 50 of them.
Dang.
And we got into the tunas and the snapper, same thing. The mahi-mahi have kind of disappeared a little bit, though. We're not catching as many.
Yeah, I've been hearing
that
from everybody. The Dorado bite slowed up a little bit.
Yeah. I don't quite understand why. I even found a little bit of weed yesterday. There's not a lot of weed out there. That might be part of the problem. But I found a little weed out there yesterday. I didn't spend a whole lot of time on it because we were on our way in. It was the end of the day. But And we caught a couple of little bitty dolphin, but we didn't catch anything else. I was surprised. Right. It was a nice looking weed line for what we've had. We haven't had really anything in a while for as far as weeds go.
Right. So, yeah. Well, hold that thought. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll come right back at you, Casey. Hang with me, buddy.
All righty.
All right.
Okay.
Bronze Roofing. You know, folks, Bronze Roofing has been in business 38 years. They specialize in new roofs and repairs. They have free estimates, and the best part is they're open 7 days a week. You can call them anytime. I mean anytime. Get seen the same day for quick service. You know, and each roof comes with a 15-year warranty, and Bronze works with your insurance company on these insurance deals. They guide their customers through the process. That saves you a lot of headaches. Bronze, they're pros. They're used to doing it, and they're good at it. Visit bronzeroofing.com. That's bronzeroofing.com, or you can call them at 713-645-0505, 713-645-0505. That's Bronze Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:34 here in the Bayou City. All right, Casey, we're back, my friend. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir.
Well, the Star Tournament's going to be over in 9 days, counting today. It'll end Labor
it's
Day.
Coming to an end quick.
It really is. And there's, you know, I don't look for that 93.5, that big ling at 93-pound, 5-ounce ling to be beat. That's pretty strong.
I think he can rest at ease, or he or she can rest at ease, whoever caught that one. They're probably pretty good.
Yeah, a guy named Cody Milton out of Corpus.
Cody Milton. Got
yeah, and the Kingfish right now leading is a 51-4. Leslie Maben and Grosbeck caught that, so we shall see. And that 25-pound snapper still hanging in there, 25 and a half pounds.
I tell you, you know, we're catching some really solid snappers. I haven't caught anything close to probably the biggest snapper I've caught this summer. Granted, I don't really fish that much for big, huge snapper. You got to really fish bottom. I fish a lot of midwater.
Yeah.
Because it's funner to people like catching them. We use bucktail jigs a lot of times for our snapper. Probably the biggest one this year that we've caught is probably 18 or 19, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of 12 to 15 pounders. I mean, lots of them. Yesterday we probably had 10 out of the 12 fish were, 12 to 15 pounds.
Well, I'd rather have the smaller ones for table fare anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure, definitely. But yeah, apparently we have, I don't know what, 3 weeks of snapper season left, I think around the middle of September.
Yeah, I think they're, what'd they say, their catch year is up to about 70.4%. I read a couple of days ago, and amberjack season, they still hadn't announced whether they're going to turn that loose or not.
I tell you, that's...
they're waiting to the fourth quarter on that, aren't they?
They are waiting until the fourth quarter, and there's guys that there's charter fishermen in this area that I know of that are kind of dependent on that to get a little bump late in the summer season, and they don't know if they're going to be able to. And there's customers that still want to go catch them. Of course, they wait for that.
Start what, September 1st?
Supposed to go September 1st through October.
Right.
Yeah, and so you would actually get couple of weeks where you could catch snapper and amberjack both on the same trip, which would be a nice thing.
Sure.
To go out there and get that done, but you only get one amberjack per person anyway. You only get to catch, keep one.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice if they could tell you, if they could tell us something a little sooner, but because that's a lot of people look forward to that. Back in the old party boat days, Cap'n Millie's party boat days, that was one of the most sought after fish we caught during the summer. Everybody wanted to catch big amberjacks back then,
Y'all were
everybody
wanted to catch those. Y'all hammered them donkeys, man.
Oh yeah. We did the reef donkey trips, that's for sure.
I'm telling you, brother. Had a text come in during the break said, have Casey explain about his family history of party boats and all that up till now, how it all transpired. With your dad and yourself and all that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm probably not going to have all the facts 100% correct.
Well, yeah, dates. We understand that. It's
other dates 100%, but around the time I was born, which was 1975, is when my dad, actually bought the business. It might have actually been a couple years after that. He, my dad was in the military in Savannah, Georgia, and he ran a charter boat there during his time there. And when he came back to Houston, he's from this area. When he came back to Houston, he was looking, and there was an ad in the paper they were looking for a captain to come down here for the Muchowich family to run a new boat that they were purchasing.
Right.
And my dad put his name in the ad and then applied or whatever, came down here and met him, and he ended up getting the job to run the boat. And the boat was the Lady Anna. Mm-hmm. That's the boat my dad ran. It was a 65-foot crew boat converted into a fishing boat.
Right.
It had a flat deck on the back, and they put railing around the back, and they put a big icebox cooler with a shade on it anyway on the back deck. And he ran that boat, and it was the newest, fastest. The boat would do 17 knots, which is fast back then.
That was hooking them, yeah.
That was hooking it, yeah. 65-foot boat did 17, maybe on a really good day, 18 knots. And he ran that boat for, several years, and he ended up moving down here, and he ended up buying the business from the Muchowich family in the, mid to late 70s. And the very first boat he bought, it wasn't new. It was used, barely used. It was called the Shady Lady from North Carolina, and he ended up buying it, bringing it here. And I can still remember going down the dock when I was like 3 years old, 4 years old, as he was driving the boat up the river to bring it here. And he named it the Captain Casey, and that's the boat being named after me, I guess. So obviously,
cool.
But, yeah, and that was the first like big passenger vessel. You know, we could put 60 people on that boat, and it was only a 65 footer when he bought it, but it was wide, and you could put 60 people around it.
Yeah.
Later on, he ended up lengthening that boat and extending the back, and we made it to where you could put over 70 people on it. Almost 80, you could, which is a nightmare for somebody like me and you that fishes on a small boat with a lot of room. But for party boat fishermen, for the regular guy that wants to come fish deep sea, economically, it was a perfect setup for that. So
right,
get on the rail, tie your bag to the rail, drop your bait down, and catch your snapper. I mean, that's what it was.
That's
all
packing
about.
Them in, man. Now, you talk about some meat hauls. How many pounds of fish from like 70 people limiting out on snapper and everything else?
They come in with 200-300 snappers and sometimes 200-300 beeliners every trip, you know, or more. They come in with a lot of fish. Oh, yeah. So over time, you know, we accumulated a couple of more boats, and eventually, you know, by the mid 80s, we had charter boats from 6 passengers, and we didn't own every boat. We owned most of them, but we would let somebody come in and operate out of our dock. You know, if they had they met up to the standards we wanted them to meet up to, the boat wise and everything, they would. So we had 6-man boat and a 12-man boat, the Bluefin, which is, it's still fishing right now too. It's a boat my dad ended up getting a little bit later. And we had, a boat called the Gulfstream. It was a little bigger than the Captain Casey for a while. And then the Big E at the end. And basically, about the time I was old enough, I started working down there and answering the phones and booking people and filleting fish and working as a deckhand on the boats. And then eventually getting my captain's license and running my own little charter boat. And occasionally I would run one of the bigger boats. I would occasionally run one. If a captain needed a day off or something, I would run one of those. But mostly I just ran the small boat because that's what I like doing. I like going chasing and going fast. So,
right.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I can dig it.
And in 2007, we had the Big E, of course, the big boat we bought. We bought it in 03 or 04. Operated it on those long-range trips for a few years. And we were in the crew boat business also in the oil field, and it was a much more profitable business than the fishing was, and the fishing was getting harder and harder to keep it going all season, and with the overhead we had, and the numbers weren't there, so we decided to sell it. So we ended up selling it to a gentleman, bought it from us, and he only lasted a couple years, and then it went down. It went under, so that's how that happened. There's a lot of people that want me to bring it back, and it's not out of the question. It might happen, but it's a lot of work to bring that back. So
it is.
We'll have to see what happens.
That's a lot. It really is.
Yeah, it's a lot. Life's too easy right now. I don't know if I want to go through all that again. But
I'm with you. Well, how many big head boats are left along the Texas coast? I mean,
you got two in Galveston. Maybe you got three in Galveston. You got the Buccaneer, the Cavalier, and the Captain John, I guess it is.
Yeah.
You got three. And then here in Freeport, you really don't – you have Action Charters. They have, I guess you'd call it a head boat. I think it holds 20, 25 people, maybe 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
The Bluefin can hold, I think, about 15 here in Freeport. That's not really a big head boat. And then they have a few down in Port Aransas still, I guess. A couple, maybe.
Yeah, a couple there. In Aransas that I know of. And it's just – it's not as prevalent as it used to be.
No, at one time, we were taking – on a busy Saturday in the summer, if you added all of our boats together, we were taking out 200 people or something like that in a day.
That's a lot of souls. How many souls on board?
We would have 100. We put 110 people on the Big E before.
Golly.
On a 12-hour snapper trip.
Yeah.
I didn't want no part of that.
Man, you can pull up and drop the lines down and clean a whole place off, man.
We called it the vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum cleaner? That's a good name. I like that.
Yeah, the vacuum cleaner. Because when it got, you wouldn't want to go behind it and fish on the spot after it left there. The fish that were left probably had a headache from the sinkers hitting them in the head.
I bet they did, man. Good
the ones
Lord.
That didn't get caught. Yeah. If you had a boat like, because, you know, that attracts, even if they don't catch all the fish off the spot, it attracts a lot because so many baits in the water. You got 100 baits down going in the water, and you're over here next to them with one or two baits in the water. You don't have a chance.
Now pick up and leave. There's no need in watching this show. They've got us. We're moving.
Yeah, and so that was, it was something to watch. It was fun just to watch. Just like, if you were close, just go over there and watch the people drop and, you know, hooping and hollering and deckhands and tangles. It's something else.
Boy, can you imagine? I can imagine how you did it. You lived it, man. All the being a deckhand on one of those big head boats like that, trying to take care of all of the messes, and oh man.
Yeah, you got, let's say you got 100 people, so you got 40, you got 10 people across the back, and you got 40, you know, 45 or something on each side or whatever. You, if somebody hooks into something that's not a straight up and down red snapper or something, and it decides to go back to the back of the boat, you got it. You got a problem. You got a big problem. That was the benefit of being on the back of the boat, because the boat is anchored, so your currents are going straight back.
Right.
So their line, they can actually drift. They can actually fish on the top back there with the drift line, because their line's right. Going straight back. As long as the fish doesn't run up to the front of the boat when you're fighting it, you can get away with maybe catching something on the surface back there. But everywhere else, it was an undertaking to try to catch something like that on the sides of the boat. That's why all of our customers, especially the regulars, they would get to the office early. They would line up by the door because it was first come, first serve on your spot. They had to come in and pay, get their fish sack, and then they go. The first one on the boat gets the premier spot. We would have customers that tried to bribe deckhands and give them their bag earlier, get the deckhand to tie their bag for them up before they got there, and all that kind of stuff. And that caused a few problems, of course. But we tried not to let that happen, but it still happened occasionally. You know, these guys knew our deckhands. They would tip them some extra money. Here's my bag. Go put it in the back of the boat before anybody else does. You know, so
right.
That's the kind of thing that would happen, because that was the premier spot, the back of the boat. That's where everybody wanted to be.
Well, that's those are times gone by now.
Oh yeah, yep. And the fish bags, and then come in there and write their name on it, get their two little strings, and tie their bag to the. A lot of nostalgia there. Tie their bag to the rail. And, yeah, it was something else.
And amazing.
Oh yeah, and you know, who knows? Maybe one day it happens again. We'll see. Never can tell.
Well, that's man. It just that's a tough business to be in, fighting the elements and the way weather patterns are nowadays. And
I can't even imagine with social media too. Like people,
You,
I give these guys credit; they're still doing it, because man, you got to be on Yelp now. You're gonna have your own Yelp score, like from your fishing. You know, you're gonna get a lot more bad press than you're gonna get good press, probably, on those kind of deals. So you got to be careful what you say, what you do, who you say it to. You know, because it's gonna be videoed by somebody.
So. That's amazing.
So yeah, those were fun times for sure. Learned a lot doing that. You know, that was a big time education as a young man, watching all that stuff go on. You had to meet with and deal with lots of different kinds of people. And, that was a good experience for sure. 100%. I still have Captain Millie's party boats. Matter of fact, I wore one yesterday, a shirt. This shirt really? It's 25. I bet this shirt's 25 years old, and it's still holding together. I mean, it's you can't even get the fish smell off this shirt anymore. I mean, it's
ingrained in the fabric.
Good luck. Yeah, it's a good luck shirt, so I still wear it to go fishing a long time.
You know, I've got some fishing shirts like that. I can't believe the material hadn't just, you know, from the sun hitting it all the time.
Yeah,
you know, it's got that UPF stuff in it or whatever, but some of them are just lucky shirts, especially wade fishing shirts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
My wife's How's always going, "Why don't you throw Galveston? Those away?" I said, "Man, they're lucky."
Yeah. Don't throw the lucky shirt away. Yeah, that's the way this shirt is that I wore yesterday. It's I'm afraid to put it in the washing machine again. I'm afraid it's just going to start coming into pieces.
Meat all shirt.
it's still working, so keep it going as long as it works. We've had really, the water offshore has been super, I mean, out there where we were catching tuna yesterday, really beautiful blue, aqua blue, you know, cobalt blue water. It's beautiful out there right now.
Remember last year, the water didn't get good. You know, it was hard to find that good water.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about the dolphin, the mahi's going away. Well, you know, we were catching the heck out of them in July. And usually it gets better later. Like now should be better than July.
Right.
That's just traditional, you know, typical, but they said there was some kind of a loop current that came into the Western Gulf and pushed all these mahis in there. And I guess you heard about the Texas Billfish Classic that they just, the Lone Star, I guess it's the Lone Star Classic or whatever, they caught 100 and something billfish in.
Yeah.
It's got, so there's got to be something to do with that loop current that came, that pushed over here.
I'm sure it
lots
did.
Lots of white marlin caught, which is kind of crazy. They caught lots and lots of white marlin, apparently.
Seen a lot of white marlin this year, and look at Cameron having that fantasy slam on his boat. In 9 hours, they had a fantasy slam.
Wow. So the billfish have been out there crazy, which is, you know, typically means we've had the right type of currents pushing into this western side of the Gulf, and maybe that's why the tuna fishing's been so good too. I don't know. That could have something to do with it.
Possibly.
I mean, we've been
surf fishing's been incredible this year too. It's they've had a lot better year on trout and surf than they've had in years.
Wow. I heard the water over there in Galveston is really, the surf is really clear. I mean, I know it is.
Yeah,
nice
it's
over here,
it's very clean. You know, from Sabine to South Padre, the surf is in great shape. Beautiful.
Yeah, and that calm, this calm weather really helps that. You get that.
That helps
days.
A lot. You know, yeah. That's.
It even makes a difference offshore. You even get better water offshore when it's calm for a long time like that. It
sure.
Settles everything down. I don't know, but it makes the water better out there. And
yeah.
You know, we were talking about it early this summer when the weather was so bad in June. It was terrible. And that the averages would catch up to itself. You know, it would get, we would have a calm stretch eventually.
Boy, and it has, hadn't it? We didn't think the wind would ever lay down.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the weather. It looks like we got at least the better part of this next rest of this work week coming up is going to be still good.
Yeah, the extended forecast looks favorable. I'm with you on that.
Of weather. If I had to pick one month to go fishing out of the whole year offshore out of here, it would be this month.
August. That was always my favorite.
I'd take the rest
month.
Of them and throw them away, and I'd take August.
Yeah.
Yep.
Give me August, and you can have the rest.
That's right. Yeah, if I had to pick one, that'd be the one I would pick.
You know, unless you get one of those bad years where those tropical storms and stuff are just spawning off that African coast and threatening the Gulf all the time. But so far,
then I might change
his
mind. and even if we, like you said, even if we don't have storms, September can be really, really good too. We've had stretches in September that were incredible. You know, right at the beginning of the month through maybe the third week. Usually by the third week, you'll usually start getting some, maybe a front or something like that. But we
right.
haven't had any really many early cold fronts. We're supposed to get some kind of a front this week. So they're going to say it's going to cool down in parts of the state.
That's what they were saying. I don't know whether it'll reach the coast or not, but other parts of the state are going to get the benefit of that.
Yeah, I was looking at the South Texas forecast. It doesn't show it being cool there at all.
Yeah.
It might get down below 100. I think it was down below 100 this weekend. But
Everybody's been down there working, man. It's 112, 108. 108's a cool day.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets hot. Those deer are tough deer down there that can survive that, deal with that heat.
It is. We had a good summer, though, down at my place in South Texas. We had good rain. We've even had some rain this week. We had a little over an inch just a couple of days ago.
Well, that's going to help. That's so good for the quail, all the animals.
And the quail prognosis looked good. I was seeing lots of new coveys of quail a month ago.
That's what I'm hearing, too. That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, it's great. Great to hear.
Yeah, it's fixing to be your fun time of the year coming up, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to probably go down in about the first week of September and do some work, and then I'm going to just stay there about a week and wait for dove opener to open up and shoot some doves at the end of my work trip. So that's my plan for second week of September, I guess.
I can't believe how the summer flew by. It's like it was just creeping by with all the winds and everything, and then fishing got good, and it's just flown by. And now we're already talking about dove hunting and teal season and deer season, you know, bow season. That's right around the corner. Golly.
Yes, that's for sure. It's It's gone by quick. Every year it goes by quicker than the one before for some reason.
Yeah, the older you get, the quicker that happens.
The older you get.
I'm telling
you. The older you get.
Well, Casey, it was fun talking to you this morning, man.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be pulling for old Naylor to get him a grander over there, hopefully. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, we need to hear some fishing stories from him when he gets back.
Well, I'm telling you, man. Well, look, I know you got the fuel dock and all that. Give everybody some info how they can reach out to you there in Freeport and get with you, man.
Feel free to call me about the fuel or the Freeport Fishing fishing report if you want one, 979-373-1398.
All right. And what's your what do we call your web address? What was that? It caught my eye when I was looking at it. Cool
Texas
Captain
Crew Boats.
Cool Captain or Cool C at Texas
Cool
Crew
C,
Boats.
That was the name of my boat. So Cool C was my nickname in high school. So I kind of carried the name, but my boat, I named it Cool C with S-E-A. Email address is C-O-O-L-C, the letter C, at texascrewboats.com.
Got you. All right, brother. Casey, always fun, man. I enjoyed it. You have a good Sunday.
Sir. Thank you.
I'll talk to you next week. See you, man.
All right. Have a good one.
All right, brother. Later. All right. That's Casey, Captain Casey Cundiff. All right. It's time for a top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.